Yo, how you feeling? How you living? How you motherfucking chilling? It's man, EJ the Committee A. I'ma just jump right into it, man. People ask me how I feel about the whole Dwayne Wade thing. And here's my take, you know. And you always gonna love your kids, okay? You're gonna love your kids. Alright, I love mine, so I'm pretty sure he love his. But I'm sorry, at that age, you ain't gonna tell me what the fuck you think you are and what you ain't. I was wrong with these parents nowadays. They don't want to be the kids' best friends other than being parents, man. Me personally, if my son was to say that to me, I'd be like, you can wait till you turn 18. And if you still feel the same way about when you're grown, then you can do what you want to do. I love you regardless. But as of right now, at the age he is now, he don't know what the hell. He just playing dress up. All kids play dress up here. I played dress up when I was a kid, but I didn't think that, you know, yeah, this is what I want to wear. No. Big E ain't think that, you know what I'm saying? So then now, he too far out there to even, if he did feel some type of way about it, he too far out there to even try to defend himself, because he already know that LGBTQRSWYZ out there, and will fuck his career. If he was to come out and say, man, I don't really want my son to do that, because that's my son. Man, the gay community be all over him. And not in the way they would like to be over him. But you know what I'm saying? And see, man, look, hey, I'm unapologetic, so I don't give two biscuits and a piece of chicken how you feel about what I got to say about it. I mean, hey, everybody's entitled to their opinion, you know? Opinions like asshole, everybody got one. You know what I'm saying? So, but me, like I said, me personally, I wouldn't let him even. You got too much time on your hand if that's what you want to come up with at the age of 14, 12, however old the little boy is. I don't know how old he is, but it's just too much time on your hand. That's what you're thinking about when you at the house, that, hey, I want to change my sex at the age four. Man, no. But that's just my little segue on it. You know what I'm saying? I believe it, let alone. You know. And other news, this whole, they done closed schools down. And if you can help me understand it, they closed schools down to me. Right? Kids get out of school in June, you may as well close the whole damn school yet down. And furthermore, what are you gonna do about the people who was failing that they could have had these last couple months to make up their grades? I mean, you understand what I'm saying? What happened to the class of 2020? How are they supposed to graduate now? Well, you gonna graduate in hazmat suits, man? Listen. The whole big numbers thing, that's why people getting sick. You can't put it on that, man. Okay, you can't put it on it. That's one way. You done separated the world and you still getting cases. So what was the purpose of it to me? I don't see the purpose of it, you know. Just people got, when you sick, cover your motherfucking mouth. When you're coughing and cover, you know, when you're sneezing, dab on it. People should have been had Germex and sanitizer. That just goes to show you how dirty motherfucker was, because they ain't buy it until now. You understand? Do you hear me knocking? Well, let me in. Every year's a damn virus. If anybody gonna open their eyes up to that, every couple years is a new virus. Where the hell is this virus coming from? How'd you even have a name for it? We done been on this earth how many years? We ain't never heard of a coronavirus. We heard of chicken pox, the common cold, the flu, and the flu stayed around. But so now we got this corona. I don't want to sound like them people that, you know, that them overly woke people, but something, it's like for real, a toy name is something in the water. Something in the motherfucking water. I don't understand it. Then people talking about supposed to be it might be a zombie apocalypse. Hey, well, damn it, if it is, I'm going to survive. And you heard it here first. I'm going to survive because, well, I take that back. Let me explain something to you. If it's the Walking Dead type zombies, I'm going to survive. You understand me? But if it's a World War Z's, my ass, I'm too bad. I can't run that fast and I can't run that long. But yeah, every year, every couple years, it's a new damn virus. Who's cooking these motherfuckers in the lab? You can't even get inside the hospital without being scanned and all this other shit. They lock the hospital doors until you are scanned in to make sure you ain't sick. Then if you are sick, they treat you like a damn zombie. When somebody is sick, you dumbass people at the hospital, you're supposed to treat them and nurture them, try to help them get better. Stress ain't gonna help no sickness. Do you hear what I just said? Stress ain't gonna help no sickness. You are supposed to be a doctor. You're supposed to be a trained professional. Motherfucker coughed, you about ready to take the damn wall off to get out the way. Open your eyes, people. They done canceled all my damn comedy shows. Matter of fact, I got you to go on my YouTube. I got a couple comedy shows up there, but you can also go on my Facebook under EJ Patterson. And scroll down my page. I got a couple of my videos up there too. You want to see me live and in action? Well, I'm going in this thing today, man. It's your boy EJ, comedian. How you feeling? How you living? How you motherfucking chilling? I'm out.